Chuck Chad Freestyle for Saturday, August 9th, 2014. Podcasting Days of Dogs, we are doing. Yes, we are doing the Dog Days of Podcasting. And I lost count, 22, 23. Don't count by my count because I started early because there was like the karate test in mid-July that I wanted to be part of this. And it will go through the move to in September to Phoenix. So I am just taking a few moments this afternoon between chores. We are staging the house for tomorrow, getting it all cleaned up. I just got done vacuuming because I walked down to the lower level. We got a front-to-back split quad level. So you go on half a stair from the main level, and there's a family room and a fourth bedroom and a bathroom. And I thought, it smells a little funky down here. Don't know if it was an after effect of the carpet cleaning a few weeks ago, but I went and bought some carpet fresh, specifically with pet odor stuff, so it smells not floral, just cleaner. Hopefully that'll make a difference. I also found it kind of funny that I was at the grocery store, and before I went, I said, "Hey, Donna, what else do we need besides dishwashing detergent?" And she said, some fruit for the fruit bowl on the kitchen table. So now I'm staging fruit. We had some green apples, so I bought some red apples, and we had some yellow bananas, so I bought a pear, and apparently now I'm a fruit stager. So I'll add that to my resume and see what happens. The realty sign is officially up, if you didn't see that on my Facebook page. It's up, and the house was incorrectly listed as a three-bedroom, three-bath. It is a four-bedroom, three-bath, which frustrates me, because right around the corner is a four-bedroom, three-bath for $20,000 less, which drives me nuts. So the realty lady said she'd fix that up. Hopefully the weather will be nice tomorrow, which it's supposed to be, but you know, you can only predict the weather as far as you can throw it. Because good weather means more people will come around to see the new listing. And the garage has a van. My van is in the garage. It's clean enough to get 1.5 vehicles. I mentioned that yesterday, I think. Hope you enjoyed Julie's story. That was fun to read, and I talked to her later. We had a fire outside, and burning more wood. Yep, doing my chores. And I said, "Julie, would you like something to drink?" And she says, "Oh yeah, I can do that now." And I said, "We want a beer?" She said, "I don't like beer." I said, "How would you know then?" So they had a bar in their house up at college this last year. So she experimented, I'm sure. So I got her a Mike's Hard Raspberry Lemonade or something. She enjoyed that. The frustrating project has been the sink in the lower level. I mentioned we have a family room, bedroom, bathroom. And while David was living here, the little stopper thing, you pull up, the drain closes, you push down, the drain opens. So that thing broke. So a few weeks ago, I went and bought a new one, and I finally put it in. And Lisa came to me and said, "Daddy, the sink's leaking underneath." So I, last night, went to the mini storage, dug out the plumber's putty. Fortunately, it was in the first box that I had opened, because I knew generally where things were. I'd been cataloging. I'll have to tell you about that sometime if I didn't already, about the QR codes and whatnot on each box. And Evernote, how that's been fun. I told it on Technorama. Never mind. Anyway, I put new plumber's putty around it, thinking maybe Scott's plumber's putty was just old and couldn't hold the seal. So I put mine on there, screwed it all back together, filled up the sink, drip, drip, drip. Oh, come on. Took it apart one more time, put things together off of the sink. I wanted to see how the pieces fit together, just to make sure I wasn't cross-threading something or other. Put it all back together, except the connection from the down pipe to the gooseneck. I left that unattached. Filled up the sink with water. It held. So things were good. As soon as I started screwing down the connection from the downpipe to the gooseneck, it started leaking from around the base of the sink again. So it's pushing something out of line. I give up. I'm not going to go any further. I tried adjusting other things. It's just going to leak. And if it comes up on an inspection report, too bad. Inspection reports aren't to-do lists. Someone is going to inherit a couple of surprises. So we'll see how that goes. Other good things that happened yesterday? Let's go to work. I like Dave Slusher's title. I was going to name this Chum Bucket, but now I think I'm going to label it Fruit Stager. He said, this is my chum bucket of topics. So this freestyle is a chum bucket all the time. So thanks for the idea, Dave. Made a video for work. Oh, man. I feel so good about this. Because one of the things that I'm supposed to be doing is creating new content to publish for our technical people, for our business people. And the one podcast that Dave inspired back in May was the only one that was sitting in the business services feed, or business skills feed. And it's been sitting there lonely for 3 months, so I gave it a partner. I did a short video. It took me about an hour to make the PowerPoints, do the narration, record it, produce the video, and throw it on the site. So, yeah, I can crank them out if I have to. And my topic this time was turn off those dang Outlook notifications. They break your concentration, you lose focus, you're less productive. So if you turn them off, you're more productive. And check mail at certain times of day. I'm stealing right from David Allen's playbook. Check it in the morning, check it at noon, check it at night. Unless, of course, the exception is that your boss says, hey, I'm sending you this important document. Can you turn it around and sign it? Otherwise, it's any, like any other inbox. Let it go. The world's not going to fall apart. You're not checking email right now, I'll bet. And you're not checking it when you're at church. And you're not checking it when you're in the airport without connectivity and or an airplane. So the world does not fall apart because you're not checking email for a couple of hours. Why should it be any different at work? Don't say your job is that important because it's not. If it was, you wouldn't be using email to do the important stuff, right? You're not getting paid to do email. You're getting paid to get stuff done. And the only way you get stuff done is to focus on it. The other is to avoid those embarrassing moments when you're doing a presentation in front of a customer or your coworkers, even over a WebEx to the public, and up comes the little alert that says, congratulations, your job interview has been scheduled. Or you have prescription drugs that may be of help to you in certain areas, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So turn those things off. That's what I did yesterday. I thought it was fun. It was a low-hanging fruit that I knew I could crank out. And it's probably the first work content I've published in a month. And as my boss likes to say, publish or perish. June was pretty much heads down, concentrating on getting the technical best practices exam and hands-on lab test simulator working. And then July has been mainly focused, and part of August apparently, with the new course curriculum. I need to stage more of those, though. I think on the plane ride out tomorrow, I am going to San Diego. So you don't know if you're going to get another freestyle from home, from an airport, from a hotel room. Who knows? I got to figure this one out. But while I'm on the plane, I want to jot down some ideas. I have a mind map that is bigger than will fit on the screen. By the time you zoom it in, so everything fits, you can't read it anymore. So I've got the ideas all jotted down. I just need to start picking them off and putting them in some logical, sensible order. Is this for the technical people, or is this for everybody? Like that Outlook thing is for everybody. I also got my known traveler number. Woohoo! My TSA pre-check thing that I did at the end of June, I think, came back and said, here's your known traveler number. So I immediately went out to the corporate traveling website and put that in, and I looked around Delta, couldn't find it, so I called Delta's helpline and put it in there. So I get the TSA pre-check line if and when it's available at airports. Also get the, I think, I got to check on this. I think it has something to do with global entry when you're coming back into the U.S. with customs. Haven't figured that one out yet. Need to find out more information. Asked the Delta lady, but she couldn't find anything for me. And got my quarterly bonus yesterday, which was always nice. My boss said, it's not as much as I'd like to get you. I tried to fight for more, but we had a recent change of departments because our enablement department went from the project management office, the PMO, to the training department. So we have a new director over us. I said, Heath, it's not about the money. Anything is appreciated. As one of my former bosses said, if you were walking down the street and you saw $10, would you pick it up? Of course you would. It's $10 you didn't have before. So whether I get $2 as a bonus or $2 million as a bonus, or, as reality had it yesterday, somewhere in between, I appreciate it. It's not part of my family budget. It's appreciated as a bonus. It is what it is, and I appreciate that. So that was good stuff. Hopefully If it goes higher, it goes higher next time. Of course, it all comes out of the corporate pool. We have to sell to feed the pool, and I don't have anything to do with selling. Well, technically, everybody has something to do with selling, right? Because the image of the company, the results you put in the past, the references you get, that sort of thing, all contribute to the selling abilities, but I am not out there selling our software or services anymore. So that goes into a big pool, and they say, oh, we're at 100% payout or 110% payout or 90% payout. Then your boss has the ability to adjust. Whatever I get may come from somebody else. So I got the exact same amount as the pool was funded, which means I got 100% of what I could get. He wanted to fight for a little more, but if I get, you know, 10% over, it means somebody else is taking 10% less. So, you know, I don't mind being fair, but I also believe that we should reward the hard workers, accomplishments, achievements, that sort of thing. I recognize that work environment. This is all. I feel like I'm talking. I got to remember that two of the people that are listening to this work with me. So they know all this stuff. If you want to work with me, send me an email. chuck@chuckchat.com. That's what I haven't been doing. A lot of other podcasters are very good at this. And unless I'm doing one with show notes, I always forget this part. You can get in touch with me by calling the listener line. 206-222-2428. That's 206-222-CHAT if you're in the U.S. If you're not in the U.S., hey, record an MP3 or send me an email. Chuck@chuckchat.com. Love to hear from you. Okay. Or visit the website, chuckchat.com. Freestyle is the one I do here. Technorama is the one I do with Craig. Gmail podcast has been on hiatus for who knows how long. Don't know if Radio Yesterday has done anything. It hasn't done anything lately. But we'll see. There's always opportunities. I have all of the old MP3s, I just got to reconvert them. That one's just a matter of time and boosting the priority back up to get that running again. Hey, I'm at 12 minutes. I have a few minutes to get rested up. I'm going out with my buddy Scott, who will be going to DragonCon with us, to do a pub crawl tonight. We tried one of these a while ago. We got to two pubs and quit. So we're going out a little early at 4:30 to get some pizza, so we're not drinking on an empty stomach. I promised I would pace myself, maybe one beer an hour, which means I might have to skip a few bars, and we'll see how far we get. We're going with one or two of his other friends, so it should be fun. I'll let you know how that goes. I have a late flight tomorrow, 3:10, and as I mentioned, we have the staging of the... Oh, Donna wants to get in the garage. Staging of the house, or the open house, so that... hopefully we'll sell it tomorrow. Knocking on wood. There's wood in the garage. All right. Talk to you later. 101.